Given that we can describe an effective system, how does that system of care operate? How does it continuously develop to remain effective? We begin with one model of what it takes to make a great social sector organization. We then describe some of our preliminary findings from our own multi-site study of established systems of care, and also describe how those systems have become better at what they do over time. Across these models, laid out in two different studies, you'll see different ways of thinking about core processes and how to put these processes in place to create an effective system. We'll start with the model laid out by Jim Collins and his monograph called Good to Great and the Social Sectors, published in 2005. In this monograph, Collins focuses on the idea that some organizations are able to move to greatness while others do not, even when both sets of systems face the very same types of challenges. He proposes a set of processes that define those social service organizations that move to greatness. These processes are designed to empower disciplined people, disciplined thought, and disciplined action. Though it was published in 2005, many companies use this book as they plan for transformation within their organizations. Collins's model provides a pragmatic framework for a process that has a commitment to excellence as its driving force. There's a clear focus on the culture and climate of the organization. There's two levels of change: improvements in organizational level and individual level change mechanisms, both of which are necessary for the delivery of effective services. We'll begin by looking at Collins's model in detail.